It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions with us by texting 850-437-1620. So, starting off with the top three stories here for you. The Dow plunged 1,276 points today. Doozy. It's over the reports that the consumer price index jumped up just a little bit. And so inflation increased to 8.3% from a month ago. So year over year, it's 8.3%. It actually went up 0.1% from a month ago. So it went up last month. Oh, my goodness. And so there's a massive sell-off today because the investors are like, okay, well, that pretty much guarantees we're going to get that three-quarter point increase in the interest rate. So, Now, that gets me wondering. Well, I want to talk about it in a second. Other top three stories. The world is headed in the wrong direction, according to the UN. Pollution has topped pre-pandemic levels. That's not good. Now, part of their pollution, I put that in air quotes, is they do include greenhouse gases. So carbon dioxide is included in that in their pollution measurement, which I do not count. That does not count. Air pollution, though, bad. Water pollution, bad. Some of that pollution is actually happening because of wildfires. And, yeah, I mean, when you have a record number of wildfires out west, guess what that's doing to the air quality? And then when you have flooding that's ruining our water supply, guess what that's doing to the water? Like, you know what I mean? It's like, some of this is natural, is not man-made, is my point. Some of this, the pollution factors, I guess you would say. All right, and then U.S. income inequality rose to a record high. Income inequality rose to a record high during Biden's first year in office. So, yeah, that's not good. That goes right back with the whole inflation thing, though. That's what that's really about, to the inflation numbers. Second year in a row. And when wages and salaries do not rise, then that means that they can't, that means, you know, your my income is staying where it is. Well, guess what? The rich keep getting richer. So that's what that goes down to. Real quick, back to this Dow plunging because of the sell-off. A thought occurred to me, what if they raised the three-quarter point, raise the interest rate up three-quarters of a point again this month, and maybe raise it up again and again. And so what if we're back like where it was in the 80s where like, the prime rate is 8% or something like that. 8%. Yet at the same time, we'll have some sort of spike in inflation. Like we're getting double whammied. And gas prices are over $4 a gallon of gasoline. Like, what if? That would be a nightmare scenario. Like, hey, we're going to stave off inflation. We're raising the rates. And all you do is raise the rates. It didn't really stave off inflation. Inflation might go down a little bit, but it's still really high. Gas prices are super high still. And now the interest rates are really high. That's like a recipe for disaster. Well, one of the areas where people are concerned about that is with this new student debt crisis thing. Governors of 22 states, including Governor DeSantis, sent an email to President Biden saying, you got to stop this idea of forgiving student loans. They're saying that it's going to have havoc on taxpayers. And so, inflation problems. I would add to the inflation problems. We talked about it a little bit before in the past, but essentially, the reason why it would add to inflation problems is because one of the problems with inflation in the first place was that they had we had too much money coming into the market. So we had too much money for people to spend and put it into the market. So if you end up paying off people's student loans, then what you might get, and I say might because I've got some different thoughts on this too, what you might get is people now have extra money because they're not paying on student loans anymore. And if they have extra money, they're going to go buy stuff with it. And when they buy stuff with it, it's going to keep inflation up. And the reason why I say might is because pretty much since the pandemic, they're saying well over 50%, actually closer to 75%, haven't been paying on their student loans since the start of the pandemic anyway. Once the federal government froze student loan payments, people just stopped paying on them. And so when they're not paying on their student loans, what are they doing? They're buying other stuff. And that's one of the factors that's been helping drive inflation. So now if you just pay off their student loans, it's not going to make it spike. You see what I'm saying? Because they're already spending the money they'd normally spend on student loans. That's why I don't necessarily think it will make inflation spike, but could be wrong. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
We do have an accident right now. It's on East Olive Road at Cody Lane. Seen some slowdowns in both directions on Olive, but the accident is going to be in the westbound lane. So keep that in mind. We are seeing some afternoon traffic starting to form on Davis Highway right around the interstate, as well as on Blue Angel, where Blue Angel turns into Longleaf Drive right near Pine Forest. We're seeing some slow traffic in between Mobile Highway and Pine Forest. See something else slowing you down? Just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. Traffic report is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping is big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to care. Call 250-3756 for a no-hassle estimate. That's 250-3756. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right, thank you very much. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So I saw this report of Florida student loan debt crisis compared to other states. So we come in 18th overall out of the states as it pertains to borrowers with 90 plus days of past due payments. 8%, that's where we're at. 8% of borrowers in Florida are 90 plus days of past due on payments. That's 18th highest in the country. The worst is Mississippi, 10.8%. Followed by West Virginia, New Mexico, Nevada, and Oklahoma. Alabama comes in sixth highest. Now, I was looking at the average outstanding student loan balance. And for example, in Alabama, it is $37,500 for the average student loan balance. In Florida, it's $38,700. And I was looking at all the states. And for the most part, pretty much the average outstanding student loan balance per state is between basically $32,000 and $40,000. And I mean, there's some that are 43, there's some that are like 31,000, but it's right. It's like 33,000 to 38,000. It's like really, really tight right there. I mean, like mid 30s thousands is where the average student loan per borrower is in the country. Thought that was kind of interesting numbers. All right. Coming up here next, we've got top trending news with David Wayne in the newsroom on News Radio 92.3.
Was a young boy living in the city. All I did was run, 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 run. Staring at the lights, they look so pretty. Mama said, son, 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 you're gonna grow up, you're gonna get old. All that glitter don't turn to gold. But until then, just have your fun. Boy, run, 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 run.
Yeah, run, run, run. Run, run, run.
It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. If you would like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Hey, enjoy a night of fun, fashion, and philanthropy at the 46th Annual Stepping Out in Style Fashion Show presented by the Women's Board of Baptist Healthcare Foundation. It'll be on October 27th at Sanders Beach Corinne Jones Resource Center. Fashions will be provided by Bloutique and Gulf Coast Cabbie Stylists, the Market and Mainly Shoes, and the South Outfitters and Dillard's. So this event on October 27th is going to begin at 5:30 with cocktails and hors d'oeuvres and a silent auction. Then you'll have the live auction, and then you'll have the And then, of course, you have the fashion show. Sponsorships are still available now. And if you want tickets as well, just go to our website, newsradio923.com.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news this hour. Well, the largest private sector nursing strike in the U.S. in U.S. history now taking place in Minnesota. 15,000 nurses, Minnesota Nurses Association members, walked off the job yesterday. They're demanding more money and that hospitals there apparently hire more people. That strike lasting through Thursday. According to a report, Russia secretly transferred more than $300 million to influence elections around the world since 2014.
That's according to a review by the U.S. intelligence community. It says Russia covertly used those funds to send to political parties, officials, and politicians in more than two dozen countries across four continents. A U.S. official added, Russia probably also spent more money in cases that went undetected. I'm Lisa Taylor.
Well, NASA's effort to get back to the moon resumes in 2 weeks now. NASA announced yesterday they're now going to try to launch that Artemis 1 mission again September 27th. This will be the third launch attempt. They also are looking at a potential backup date of October 2nd. And Bobby, Pensacola police and Escambia County Sheriff's deputies were called to what they thought was an active shooter situation on Davis Highway yesterday. Now, luckily, that wasn't the case. Sheriff Chip Simmons tells us apparently it was a case of swatting, where somebody reports a crime that didn't happen.
Unfortunately, some idiots out there think that it's cool to make fake phone calls and just to see if they can get a response.
Simmons tells us investigators right now are trying to figure out who made that call. He says it's a situation that really could have ended very badly.
As you can imagine, the law enforcement response to an active shooter situation is going to be severe.
Right.
And in yesterday's situation, I mean, it was raining. The roads were wet. A lot of our cruiser cars were going there with lights and sirens. Pensacola Police Department were going there with lights and sirens. And like you said, it's very dangerous.
And Simmons tells News Radio the caller may have used an untraceable VOIP phone line, but he says if they catch the person, he's going to personally try to talk to the state attorney's office, make sure they can't get any type of diversion program or lesser sentence. Crazy that somebody would do that.
Yeah, actually, I read recently there was like somebody who's running for office somewhere. It wasn't here in Florida, but it was somewhere else that they said that they're a victim of swatting. And that was the first time I heard of it. And it was just like 2 weeks ago that somebody was running for office and they said they were a victim of swatting. I'm like, what is swatting? And then I saw it was people were calling and basically saying, there's domestic disturbance over at that house. And next thing you know, you got, you know, officers knocking on your door and you're like, we didn't call you. And so people, it's like a next level prank.
Yeah, it's bad. Well, people used to do it. I remember hearing about it a few years ago. A lot of gamers would do it. You know, people that were live streaming their video games, and people were calling on them just because then they'd see them on camera, the police coming in and everything. But boy, it's just crazy. And you think of all the people that would be in a restaurant like that, have 100 armed cops show up thinking they're going into a shooting situation. Kind of a bad deal.
Yeah, that's not good at all. And I guess it's like one of those things where, like, especially like teenagers nowadays, they just don't think through things often. And so, like, when they'll innocently innocently think, oh, I'm holding on to this BB gun, I'll take a picture of it and I'll just tell people not to go to school tomorrow and I'll just laugh because they'll think that I'm, you know, and they just think it's like, that's not funny. And right. Yet they are, you know, they look at that as being like, they just don't think through things. And that seems like the same thing with the swatting thing. You're not thinking through things. Like, people might get hurt really bad with that action. So, all right, let's get traffic with the fives of Gracie Wolf.
Couple slowdowns throughout our area. We are still seeing some slow moving traffic on East Olive Road. This is going to be due to a accident we have just off of Cody Lane. So we're seeing some slowdowns at that intersection. Also northbound on 29, we're seeing some slowdowns as you approach 10 Mile Road. You're going to see some slowdowns in the northbound direction. Both north and southbound lanes on Pine Forest in between 9 Mile and I-10 are slow moving, as well as the intersection of Palo Halifax and East Burgess Road is showing its typical afternoon slowdowns at that intersection. If you see something else slowing you down on the roads, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
Coming up here next, there's a new breaking story for here in Escambia County pertaining to that mom who was accused of rigging the high school homecoming at Tate High School for her daughter. We have an update on that. Just came out. That's next on News Radio 92.3. So, remember that mother who was accused of rigging the Tate High School homecoming so her daughter could win it? It was a big, it was actually a nationwide story. It was kind of surprising. Well, new information came out just now here. A judge sentenced her to 18 months of probation. She pleaded no contest to one felony charge, and prosecutors agreed to drop the three others. So it was nearly 2 years ago now. This is a while ago. They say that hundreds of students' accounts were illegally accessed to cast fraudulent votes. And so basically, I guess the crime here was her improper access of students' personal information. And that's what she pleaded no contest to. And then they dropped the other three, all other charges, three of the four charges against her. So she has 18 months of probation, but will not formally convict her either. So there you go. This is actually a roundabout way was a cybersecurity issue. I remember when it happened, it was like everybody was worried about the security of, so she like on the worst level, like she's come out really good on this. Because on the worst level, she could have been charged with cybersecurity and would have had been registered as a cybersecurity criminal the rest of her life for doing this. And so she ended up coming out, you know, not too bad with pleading no contest, but then getting just 18 months probation. A story I was going to cover, I just don't have enough time to cover it now, but I'll at least let you know about it. City of Pensacola is looking into a $150 million plan to modernize the Port of Pensacola. Yes, they're hoping to get around $53 million from the BP oil spill settlement from Triumph Gulf Coast. And so they're trying to do a major renovation of the Port of Pensacola, which I think would be very needed. You know, we have one of the few deep water ports in the state, and but it's starting to get a little bit run down, and it could definitely grow and look more modernized and improve the infrastructure overall with rebuilding piers, docks, and things like that. So they're playing the Biloxi Shuckers at home for this series, and then next week it's going to be the league championship series. In the standings, so Pensacola, if you remember, they won the first half of the year. They won the division for the first half of the year. Now they are currently tied with Montgomery. And the Biloxi Shuckers are about seven games behind Pensacola, but they're tied with Montgomery. So pretty much this series right here, this week, will determine if Montgomery or Pensacola wins the Southern League South going into the playoffs. So pretty big one right there. And right now, Pensacola's on they've won six out of the last 10. Montgomery has won five of the last 10. And Pensacola, as stated before, Pensacola is going to be playing the Biloxi Shuckers, which they're a fairly good team. Pensacola has done a pretty good job beating them in the past. The Montgomery Biscuits, I didn't see who. Oh, yeah, they're Montgomery Biscuits are playing. I don't see who they're playing. Oh, they off this week. Oh, I clicked on the wrong one. They're playing Mississippi. So they're playing the Mississippi Braves this week, and which are dead last in the division. So let's see what it goes. But it looks like Montgomery and Pensacola will probably be playing next week in the league championship series. So pretty exciting as we're wrapping up the end of minor league baseball season here. All right, in Major League Baseball, we've got the Tampa Bay Rays won the first game of a doubleheader earlier today against the Blue Jays. They'll be playing again tonight. Miami Marlins right now are scoreless against the Phillies. The Angels are beating the Cleveland Guardians 1-0. Houston Astros over the Tigers 1-0. Pittsburgh Pirates are beating the they won the first game of a doubleheader 6-1 over the Reds. Right now scoreless in the second game. And the Atlanta Braves are going to be playing tonight against the Giants. And a televised game on TBS. The New York Yankees take on the Boston Red Sox. And also on TV, on ESPN, Game 2 of the WNBA Finals. Connecticut taking on Las Vegas. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf and come back with your sports news next.
We do have an accident on 29 that is the cause of those slowdowns. So 29 northbound, as you're approaching a 10-mile road, you're going to see slow-moving traffic. This is due to an accident. Also seeing slowdowns as North Palafox meets 10-mile road. Other than that, we're looking good with just typical delays on Pine Forest, north and southbound in between 9 Mile and I-10. I-10 and I-110 checking in clear, and 98 throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre also looking good. If you see something else, just give me a call, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
The Indianapolis Colts kicker Rodrigo Blankenship is now no longer on the team after he missed the game-winning overtime field goal attempt against the Texans. Pittsburgh Steelers T.J. Watt got a few opinions about his torn pectoral muscle, and looks like he's going to be able to avoid surgery, but he's going to be out at least 6 weeks. At least 6 weeks. And then Jerry Jones says the Cowboys will not put Dak Prescott, the quarterback, on injured reserve. Initially, they were saying he could be out 6 to 8 weeks with an injured hand. But now Jerry Jones is saying it might be as short as 4 weeks. So they don't want to lose him on injured reserve. And finally, the NBA has suspended Phoenix Suns owner Robert Sarver for a year after workplace misconduct probe. And I said finally, but I forgot about this one here. The Utah Jazz CEO, Danny Ainge, who led Boston Celtics to a couple championships as their head of player personnel and general manager, he explained why he's basically dismantling the Utah Jazz team. He said they didn't work well together, and none of them believed in each other. And he felt like it was just better to just start over, because none of them really trusted one another. So I thought that was kind of interesting. All right, it is Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Coming up here next, top trending. We'll get a quick update from David Wayne in the newsroom, and we'll get your top stories on FoxNews.com, our national news partner. That comes up next on News Radio 92.3. Call right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Let's go over to David Wayne in the newsroom real quick for a quick news update. David?
Well, Bobby, a Flomaton man that recently appeared on a reality TV show about making moonshine has now been arrested on alcohol charges related to appearing on that show. 48-year-old Johnny Wayne Griffiths is now facing charges for manufacturing and selling moonshine. He was on the reality show called Alabama Shine on the TCN network that debuted, about a month ago. Apparently, on the show, he discussed evading law enforcement while making moonshine, and so now he has been charged for that with two misdemeanors. Alabama Shine debuted last July, but as of right now, I just checked, and all the episodes are not on the TCN website. So I don't know if they've been pulled down because of this or not.
Yeah, that's funny. So basically, he went on TV. He got a reality TV show. Congratulations, great. He confesses to felonies. And,
yeah.
And immediately they're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, kind of a bad idea to take your illicit moonshine operation on TV, yeah. Probably.
Yeah, and explaining it for the whole world. Yeah, that's not usually something that'll work out in your favor. So, all right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. We got Bobby's Brain Teasers coming up here in about 7 minutes. The top stories on FoxNews.com. The top one is a picture of Nancy Pelosi, says clapping back. Pelosi nudges the audience after an awkward silence follows praise of Biden's extraordinary leadership. Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, even in the Democrat circles, that's not a thing. So I guess, so what did she do? What did she do? So basically she talked about President Biden's extraordinary leadership and there was just silence. Just absolute silence. And this, by the way, was her giving a speech on the White House lawn praising the signing of the Inflation Reduction Act. And she's called it a landmark law. It's going to drive down costs for kitchen table items for American working families. And Mr. President, thank you for unifying and inspiring a vision of stronger, fairer, safer future for all of our children. Your extraordinary leadership has made this glorious day possible. Silence, 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 silence. Nancy Pelosi responds, that's an applause line. She literally told them to applaud. She's like, I said his extraordinary leadership has made this glorious day possible. That's an applause line. You guys should be applauding now. Okay, that's kind of funny. Because then what is actually even funnier was a little bit later, she said, and let us salute our leader Schumer, who's standing right next to her, and his colleagues in the Senate for their extraordinary leadership and their success in bringing this bill to the floor. And then he jumped in and goes, that's an applause line. That's kind of funny. Applaud for me now. Tell me I'm doing a wonderful job. All right, other stories on FoxNews.com. President Trump on here. Judge unseals additional parts of the heavily redacted Mar-a-Lago affidavit. Also, legendary attorney dead. Investigator known for his role in Bill Clinton's impeachment, Ken Starr, has passed away. And then it actually has a picture of Casey DeSantis on here, Governor Ron DeSantis' wife. And it says, New York Times gags over Republicans' wives adding authenticity to their campaigns. Apparently, Michelle Cottle of the New York Times wrote, cue the emergence of gauzy campaign ads starring the wives of Republican hopefuls. Doesn't really like them doing that. So she says that the only reason why they're bringing their wives up on stage is because they're trying to woo the female vote. Yeah, okay. Let's get traffic on the FISA with Gracie Wolf.
Our roads are looking good. We're definitely still seeing some slow traffic on 29 northbound. This is going to be right around 10 Mile Road. This is due to an accident that happened a little while ago. That has cleared up tremendously. Still going to see some slow moving traffic, as well as on North Palafox Street in the northbound direction as it meets East 10 Mile Road. Seeing some slowdowns there as well. I-10 and I-110 looking good. We're checking in clear on East Olive Road. Davis Highway, you'll see some slight everyday slowdowns in the northbound direction near the intersection. But other than that, we're looking good. And 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point in Navarre, checking in clear. See something else, just give me a call. That's 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
Okay, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. And you can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. And so with one of the big news stories today being Ken Starr passing away, Monica Lewinsky speaking out about his death, saying it was a painful loss to lose him. So there you go with that. And then final one here, man, we could almost do a daily show of like the goof ups from Karine Jean-Pierre, the White House press secretary. So she was pressed on the Inflation Reduction Act on, is it fair? The White House listed nothing that reduces costs for Americans at the grocery store. And so reporters, not this time, not just Peter Ducey, other reporters said, what exactly would the Inflation Reduction Act do to reduce inflation in the short term? Jean-Pierre, look, experts, economists have said themselves, the Inflation Reduction Act would be beneficial to let the extra $300 billion in deficit. That is really important, as we have right now $1.7 billion in deficit reduction under this administration. It would help lower that even, which is incredibly important. Wait, what? What's that got to do with lowering inflation for me and you? So it's going to, the question was, and so first of all, she was like stumbling through that answer. She was, I went right, you know, I busted right through it. She was stumbling through the whole answer. And, but her answer was, okay, so how is it going to reduce prices at the grocery store? It's going to reduce the deficit. Wait, how's that going to reduce prices at the grocery store? How's that going to reduce inflation? How's it going to make the cost of goods go down? It's going to, you know what? We have climate change we need to be focused on. Like, she just says, she has no idea. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
What?
It's Bobby's Brain Teases.
So we just surpassed 9/11 once again, and remembering that the horrific events of that day that happened on Sunday. Well, One World Trade Center, if you haven't seen it, it's pretty impressive. One World Trade Center is exactly and intentionally 1,776 feet tall. Of course, 1776 was the year the Declaration of Independence was signed, so One World Trade Center is 1776 feet tall. The ancient Greeks were afraid of zombies. That's right. So they buried some people underneath heavy rocks with stakes in their hearts in order to make sure they couldn't come back to life. Sonic the Hedgehog was initially named Mr. Needle Mouse. Needle Mouse. I'm glad they went with Sonic. In the entire Lord of the Rings movie trilogy, there are no scenes where two women speak to each other. What? Oh, I got to watch them all again to see. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.